This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Vegas, Nevada.
The new radio program on the Northern Plains is on the air for another hour. What's on your mind? Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. We're brought to you today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Online at secureenergyfuture.org. If you haven't done it yet, please get informed on this issue. Please sign up to get newsletters. Please let your member of the legislature and your local elected leaders and your congressional leaders know you stand with coal on this issue. When you have Hillary Clinton, a candidate for president of the United States, get on a stage in front of, you know, a ton of people and say, hey, guess what? Some coal folks are going to have to lose their jobs. Some coal plants are going to have to shut down. That ought to be chilling to each and every one of us, whether you're in the lignite industry or not. If you flip a light switch on, you've got a dog in this fight. Okay? You do. So it's very important. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number for another hour of What's on Your Mind underway. We're under Trooper Talk coming up here in just a minute. Let me just finish on last hour. We had one text I didn't get to that wanted us to ask Doug Burgum a question about his campaign and the expense of that. We're going to save that for Friday since he'll be on. Another said, as all the other callers have said, my number one issue is the pro-life issue. And having candidates not afraid to admit they are pro-life, it tells us a lot about the candidate and where they stand on other issues. I'm not sure where Burgum and Stengem stand because they've danced around the issue. I'm a little clearer because of the work of the North Dakota Family Alliance, but want to go to the next level of clarity and have it really be, you know, there's never a yes or no answer, but about as close as you can get to it, you know, in a sentence or less. Where are you at on this, this, and this, okay? And we're going to do that for each of the candidates just to put this out there, you know, ahead of the election because it's obvious this issue is important to you. Friday with Doug Burgum and our next conversation next week with Wayne Stengem. They are each doing weekly talk radio town halls with us and with a debate with both of them together, lieutenant governor candidates as well. So we have a lot to do between now and the 14th of June on this governor's race. So appreciate that all very much, okay? All right. Tomorrow, Congressman Kevin Cramer in the weekly talk radio town hall, and we'll include Clint Romeshay tomorrow, who is a hero. A hero. He's on. Oh, Clint's not tomorrow? Did we not end up? We were planning on it. It just didn't work out this week. All right. We're going to do that soon because he's written a new book. It's fabulous. And get the book, and then you'll be able to ask some great questions when we do have Clint Romeshay on with us on What's on Your Mind. Thank you, Matt. I thought that was next week with or tomorrow with Congressman Cramer. So, let's get cranking with the Trooper Talk. We love doing these. We try to do it monthly. It's been a busy political calendar, so it's been about a month and some change since our last one. But we are excited today to answer any questions or comments you might have directed at two of North Dakota's finest. And they include Sergeant Tim Coughlin, North Dakota Iowa Patrol, as well as he brought up some backup today. Trooper Steve Edwards with us as well. Trooper Steve, Sergeant Tom, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad you are. Did I say Tom again? Thank you. Thank you very much, Todd, for that.
I put Tim on your board about 53 times, as you said. So.
Yeah, exactly. 53 billion. Anyway, and I understand, Sergeant Tim, that you do a fair amount of work in recruiting other troopers to the force. Give us just a little bit of update on that before we get some time for the calls to come in here at 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd, as long as you're not texting and driving. Otherwise, an alarm will go off in the studio and the troopers will dispatch somebody.
He's got his tough book laptop here, too.
Exactly,
I think
yeah.
He is an
it's
alarm that goes
knowing.
Off on that.
It's all annoying. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline for your calls and your text. Welcome at 701-226-8503. But, you know, I've seen and heard some of the recruitment efforts going around. I'm just kind of curious, are you getting the troopers you need to fill all the available slots for the Highway Patrol?
Yeah, we are. We're being really active. We've
done some traveling over to the U of M and up into Duluth, and of course all the local universities around here, hitting it pretty hard and getting a lot of interest. Kind of getting a feel for where people are at, letting them know that they don't necessarily have to have a criminal justice degree if they want to fall into a field like this. We'd like to see them have some college, but it doesn't have to be criminal justice. So many things transfer over to what we do. We're also looking at some youth stuff. You know, we've attended some makeshift job fairs at some of the high schools, and we're also looking at putting together a youth camp for somewhere around freshmen, sophomore, juniors to come in and experience a little bit of what our training academy is like.
And what's the elevator pitch? When you're talking to a student about prospective employment with the North Dakota Highway Patrol, what makes us a great place to go to work, be a highway patrolman right
well,
here?
Well, I think that's the main point right there is where we're at. I think North Dakota sells itself, in my opinion. All the things that come with living in this state, the hunting, the fishing, the people, the wide open spaces, the independence of being on the road doing our job, but mainly it's job satisfaction. You know, you go to work every day, you go home every night knowing that you've accomplished something, and it's a good feeling. But paying benefits is also a huge, I think the younger generation is looking more at that now than they probably did before.
They're looking more at what? The dollars and cents?
Benefits of it, yep. The retirement, the health benefits. We get a lot more questions on that than I think we used to.
That's interesting. And if you had to, Trooper Steve, as someone that is, you know, in the force, talking to somebody that might be interested in coming, what's your elevator pitch? What would you say, hey, this, you know, for anybody in our audience that might be interested in a career with the North Dakota Highway Patrol, what would you tell them about what you do?
Well, I would start off by just stressing the variance of everything that we do. We do truck enforcement. We do criminal. We do traffic. There's so many things. You never go one shift and do the same thing. It's always something different. You're always patrolling different roadways. You see a lot of the country. You meet a huge variety of people throughout your contacts throughout the day. And the pay and benefits is nice compared to surrounding agencies. I don't know nationwide where we stand, but I know surrounding states we do very well. We're very competitive there. So but the biggest thing is just the variety of things you get to do in this job.
And you like that. I mean, people, especially, I suppose you're younger, you don't want to come in and just do out there doing speed patrol all the day, you get a little bored. So the fact that you get to do a bunch of different things, that's attractive?
Yes, yeah. And you're not, you know, stuck at a desk all day long. There's plenty of paperwork in this job, but at the same time, you still get plenty of time to go out and make a difference in the community.
Mitch in Colm on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550 for our guest. Go ahead, Mitch.
Hello, guys. I just wanted to call and let you know that in this day and age, in this atmosphere, there's been a lot of negativity out there towards our law enforcement. But we want you to know out here that we appreciate all that you do, that you're in our prayers. We pray for your protection and for your families. And we just really want you to know how much we appreciate all that you do for our state and our community. I look for law enforcement, firefighters, and people like that in the public. Whenever I see them, I know that they are because they're in uniform. I just like to walk up to them and give them a thank you from us. So keep doing
thank
a good
you.
Job. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Mitch. That's awesome. That's a common theme up here in North Dakota. It's it can be a little tough at times to even pay for your own food in the McDonald's drive-thru. And we really appreciate the thanks. It goes a long ways, and that's a lot of why we do what we do.
That's
good
awesome.
Work, guys.
Yeah. That is awesome. Tough to pay for your own food in the McDonald's drive-thru. That's how you know you're in North Dakota and appreciated. That's certainly awesome. And, of course, National Police Officers Week as well. So do you guys have a National State Troopers Week? You get your own week?
No, not yet.
Well, we better fix that, Todd. Come on. Wow. How about that? Yeah. But certainly it's been – we have a text of the question on starting pay
for a North Dakota trooper? And where do they start at, Tim?
We're at $56,000 right now, annual salary.
So that's you come out of, and do you do the training, right? So that means I come out of college and I'm getting trained by you.
Yep, we hold our academy here in Bismarck. It's approximately 6 months long, and we run it as need. So it's not like an annual thing. It's just when we need troopers, we get to a certain number, we'll run an academy. They attend the academy Monday through Friday. It's a slightly reduced salary from the 56. It's pretty close. I can't remember exactly what it is per month, 4,500 or something like that. And, of course, we clothe them and feed them and house them during that period. So it's not a bad deal. You get the weekends off to go home, spend time with your family. And once you get out into the field, you spend approximately 2 months training with a field training officer.
All right. A couple more texts come in, and other calls welcome on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for the troopers. Trooper Talk today on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. More after the timeout on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Troy Oglomo Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to bump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engines, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injector pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 74 cents per bushel. Biodiesel is available at more than 20 locations in North Dakota. To find a supplier near you, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for health care. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
High Plains Apache, one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. It's the fuel in our engine. You know what I'm saying? The troopers don't go anywhere if you don't put fuel in the engine. So advertisers are our fuel, and we thank them. And they include High Plains Apache. They have that ETA Ag Center. all of your application parks. Now, they, of course, sell Apache sprayers at High Plains Apache, thus the name. But they have parts for any make, any model. And I mean 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and more. Every brand of sprayer. They have parts for all brands. Banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts. Trust me, they have what you need. Okay? Come on in, take a look at the new 2016s. Great deals on some 2015s, some used ones as well. Apache gives you that power to climb your toughest grades, get you through your most unfavorable ground conditions. Fuel efficient, reliable. Operator comfort that's number one in the industry. State-of-the-art noise dampening inside the cab. Industry-leading five-year driveline warranty. Right across from Bonanza on East Side Court in Mandan or exit 60 south of Fargo in Frontier. Back with more on What's on Your Mind in our Trooper Talk. Sergeant Tim Coughlin is here, the North Dakota Highway Patrol, along with Trooper Steve Edwards. Sorry for the delay. I'm looking at too many things here. John is on the road. You're next for our guest on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I wanted to ask the troopers if there's something you can do if you see somebody texting or an open container when you're driving down the road. Is there a number you can call? Or I realize they're really busy, but you see a lot of that when you're driving. And what could the person, the general public, do?
Yeah, the best thing to do is call 911. We receive many calls throughout the day of reckless drivers, and I would say probably half, if not more, are probably due to distracted driving, such as texting. So that would be the best way. You try to get a license plate description of the vehicle, and then we can try to take care of it from there.
So that in other words, if somebody has got, their eyes off the road, their face in the phone, that's enough just to say, jot down the number and call it in?
Well, if they're driving recklessly, if they're crossing the fog line or the center line, varying speeds, and a person feels that they're a danger to the public, yeah, definitely call 911.
All right, that was my reason for asking, because I see it all the time, right? But I don't necessarily see the erratic driving to go along with it. You're saying that you don't want us calling in with everyone we see, but if it's paired up with hey, obviously they're distracted and now they're driving in a way that could harm themselves or somebody else, call that in.
Correct. Yes.
And jot down the license plate number. So what happens in a case like that? Are you guys dispatched right away?
Yeah, we get dispatched right away, and obviously whatever troopers closest or unit is closest, we're going to go try to find that vehicle. What I would do is try to get behind that vehicle and see if I can see any kind of bad driving behavior and get a stop on that vehicle.
Joel in Fergus Falls, you're next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Joel.
Hi, guys. Hey, just first want to tell you, love your show. Secondly, I want to tell the officers, like the other caller, appreciate what you guys do, no matter what state you're in. You guys all do a good job. Here's my question. Obviously we got distracted driving laws, all over. And, what I find hard, or what I've seen, is that I've seen officers driving their cars and looking at a computer in their car. And my question is, why do they not have two officers in a vehicle, one to drive and one to handle all the electronics?
Well, it's just not feasible. We don't typically drive down the road and play on the computer. If we're on being dispatched to something, our dispatch system is on a mobile device in the car, and it's touch screen. So a lot of times we're just, touching an acknowledgement button, or if we're making a traffic stop, we initiate that by touching a button, entering in a license plate number. Really not a need for two officers in the vehicle for that purpose alone.
Okay. I mean, I understand that. I've just seen it before, you know, officers, you know, looking over at their computer, driving down the road. I've seen them cross lines, you know,
yeah.
So I just wondered why there wouldn't be two guys doing that, you know, just because
yeah.
of the law.
Yeah, it can be a distraction, but it is a necessity for what we do. You know, with the vehicle, you know, that's kind of why we have the flashing lights and all the stickers on the cars is because we're, you know, in a moment's notice, we're en route to something. So that's part of the, give us a little bit of room, I guess, would be my advice.
Joel, appreciate the call. Thank you. John Bismarck, you're next on Trooper Talk on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
All right, thank you very much for what you do. Hey, I had a drive a my motorhome, class one motorhome. I had a guy back into me with his pickup, and he took out my lens, my blinker, and my marker light. Now, I can't find one because it's an older motorhome, but I have two amber bulbs in there. Is that legal, or just having the amber bulb instead of the lens on there?
Yeah, another thing you could do is possibly try to go to a hardware store, find any kind of tape or an automotive store. See a lot of taped up rear lights. Some of these older model vehicles or specialty vehicle, they're hard to find. But you're probably, if I'm understanding you right, I think you're good to go on how I'm understanding it. But one thing that could help on that would be try to find the correct color of tape. That would definitely help.
But I wouldn't get a ticket as I'm right now driving it, you know, because I have the amber bulb in there.
No, I don't. I don't believe. I know I wouldn't give you a ticket, but that would be against our policy. So you'd be
all right.
Good.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Let's get Tom and mine on here. Question quickly for our guests on Trooper Talk. Tom, what's up?
Yeah, in the Minot area, I drive, I commute for work, and in the evening when there's highway patrol out, a lot of times I see him sitting on the median, the crossover median little road piece there, and better than 60% of the time, they don't have any form of marker lights on, parking lights, nothing. I kind of thought it was illegal to be along a roadbed without a marker light of some kind on.
It's not illegal for us. When we're working a patrol operation, we can do that. Are you talking daytime or nighttime?
Nighttime.
Yeah. It's the commander's up there monitoring that, but normally I wouldn't. I'd sit off to the side of the road at night, and during the day sometimes I'd sit in the center.
Thanks for the call. More coming up.
On your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, it's a Trooper Talk edition of the program today. Trooper Steve Edwards is with us, along with Sergeant Tim Coughlin of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, taking your questions. Trooper Steve patrols regularly around Bismarck and west of New Salem and up 83 every now and then, and 1806, and of course along 94 in Bismarck. And Sergeant Tim handles the recruitment and other HR issues for the North Dakota Highway Patrol. In with us today, Trooper Tom is Iverson is actually off. What did we say? He's doing a he's in training. Right? You
yep.
put training
staff
wheels on them?
Yep. Staff in command.
Staff in command. Does that mean you give the next level of training to be able to handle more folks underneath you, or what is it?
Sure.
Staff
sure.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. That works, huh? All right. Very good. Anyway, so now you know. And questions or comments are welcome at 800-228-0550. So just to finish on the caller from before who was saying, hey, you know, when you guys are off the side of the road, don't you have to have your lights on? Your point is you don't have to have your lights on. And that is, I've seen that before, too, in daylight and at dark times, and I guess that's the idea, right? I mean, if you turn your lights on, then everybody's going to slow down and play to the trooper, basically.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and we run radar both directions simultaneously sometimes, so it only works if you're in the center of the two roadways.
Center of the two roadways not being seen, and then so you, I didn't know that you have radar that goes both ways, so you're watching two numbers to see.
Correct.
I got it. How about if I'm in a pack of two, three vehicles? How in the world do you sort out, you know, which one you just received the radar thing back for?
Yeah, that goes back to just tracking history. You activate the radar and you get a good tone on the radar unit makes a tone, and then you're watching the vehicles, and it's clear to tell, you know, if you have one vehicle going 85 and another going 75, you're going to be able to tell what vehicle that is, and so it all comes back to tracking history. You can't just rely on the reading, you have to rely on your eyes as well.
There's also an audible indicator that will tell you whether it's an approaching vehicle or a vehicle going away. So it actually will tell you which vehicle you're looking at audibly.
Unbelievable.
And we also have it's a dual DSR, which means it can give us a reading of the fastest vehicle, but we also get to see what the other vehicle's going, so you can confirm that there is one going 75 and one going 85.
If you have questions for these guys, you can text them in to Todd on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotlines at 701-226-8503. You can also call us toll-free at 800-228-0550. Let's get to some of these texts here. Somebody asked earlier, we had a caller call and say, hey, if I see somebody who's texting and driving and they're driving erratically, what should I do? And the suggestion was to call in, you know, write down the license plate number, call in, and report that. Somebody's now following up on that saying, I was always told that dialing 911 is only for an emergency. Is that enough of an emergency?
Yes, that's definitely enough of an emergency. There's a huge number of crashes caused by distracted driving throughout the year. So if their driving is indicating that they are driving distracted and you feel that it's a danger, definitely that's an emergency, because they could hit you, or they could hit someone else, or they could hurt themselves. We've covered many crashes over the years with it was fairly clear to tell there was probably distracted driving that caused it, as a car gradually goes off the road and there's no evasive action trying to get back on. So yeah, absolutely, that's an emergency.
Another texter says, with these newer phones nowadays, all you have to do is speak and it automatically texts for you. Is that still illegal?
No, that is not illegal.
All right, so that's not distracted driving. Distracted driving is taking your eyes off the road for whatever reason?
Yeah, I would say anything that's causing you to drive erratically would be considered distracted driving, but specifically the texting law is what I think Trooper Edwards is referring to.
If you got a call about me, and somebody said, hey, you know, driving erratically, and I saw him looking into their phone, you'd follow me and pull me over only if I was doing the same thing, or either way?
Yes. If I can verify that you're driving in an erratic manner, then I would pull you over. It's very hard. The Supreme Court did pass a new section of law, or a new understanding of law, where if I'm in the immediate area as a patrolman and you're called in as a reckless driver, as long as I have criteria such as a license plate, description of vehicle, and they haven't specified an exact amount of time, but it has to be fairly close to the time of call in. If I see a vehicle, I can stop it. But if you call a vehicle in and I'm patrolling, down on 1806, and I got to run all the way up, and it's 20 minutes later, I'm going to have to witness a violation in order to pull them over.
Got it. What would it take, is another text, what would it take to get more troopers patrolling the I-94 corridor from 45th Street Fargo to 8th Street in Moorhead? I see reckless driving and speeds well over 15 miles an hour over the limit on a daily basis.
I would just defer that call to the Fargo office. They could just place a call in there and ask to talk to somebody and express their concerns there. I'm sure they would be happy to answer any questions and explain how they're working that.
All right, sorry, a lot of text here, guys. Why did some troopers switch to an F-250? Well, they want to know about your equipment there.
Yeah, some of the troopers switched to F-250. Those are primarily truck enforcement troopers, the mix-up troopers. They carry a large amount of equipment, including scales, and the suspension in the previous, I believe they were driving expeditions, it just wasn't up to the task. It kind of made for... it just was too heavy for the rear suspension, so they moved up to the Super Duties, F-250s. I think that's the primary reason, to my understanding.
All right. Back to the phones. A couple more texts we'll get to as well here coming up. Steve in Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550 for the troopers today. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I'm just going to ask if the department has plans to have Muslim sensitivity on program, and if they plan to hire any Muslims on the force.
You're wondering if the troopers have Muslim sensitivity training. I don't know exactly what that means, and or whether or not there are plans for Muslim members of the force. Since you're the HR guy today, Sergeant Tim, I guess you get that one.
Yeah, I mean, we that's just not something that we look at, I guess. We're hiring people that are interested in working for our agency. It's not a concern of ours. That's nothing that would hinder us from hiring somebody, and just not really an issue. Hasn't come up.
All right, Pat and Bismarck, next question for our guest, the North Dakota Highway Patrol today. Go ahead, Pat.
Hey, good morning. I am amazed at how easily people are willing to give up freedoms and on this texting and driving issue. And I'm wondering why, with the influence that the Highway Patrol would have, we don't just make these phones. The phone is smart enough not to operate when it senses a speed, I don't know, 25 miles an hour. To me, that would cure all this problem. We don't need more fine money. You know, we don't need I think them troopers have enough to do without people calling in, distracted driving, you know. And the phone itself could just eliminate all that problem. And they could concentrate on legitimate drunk drivers.
I think I know what your point is, and I think the technology probably does exist to do that, but that's kind of above our pay grade, I guess. But, you know, our major priority is crash prevention. And right now we are seeing, as Trooper Edwards said, a lot of crashes from distracted driving, and a lot of that distracted driving is the phones. So it is critical, and I don't think I would categorize it as wasting our time. We're here to prevent crashes, and if that's what we got to do, that's what we're going to do.
I hate to see where this is going. You know, you get pulled over because you're eating a hamburger. That's distracted driving.
That's not a laughable matter. I saw some statistic of all the distracted driving, I think food was like one or two on the list, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah, it's up there. And again, if you're eating a hamburger and you're maintaining your lane of travel and you're driving the speed limit, there's not an issue. You know, but if you're over the fog line, over the center line, and
Reaching for the ketchup, you're in trouble.
Then there's an issue, yep.
Tom in Lisbon, you're next at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. It is Trooper Talk today. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I'm a diesel mechanic down in Lisbon, and we saw there's a big waste management facility down there that they haul garbage to. And there's a lot of garbage haulers from out of state that come in. Those guys drive these big trailers that have hydraulic unloaders. And in our shop, we saw them for years. We see them not having many, many, many DOT fine problems. And they never get pulled over. I talked to a driver. He says, no trooper will crawl under a trailer to look. And I've since noticed that there's tons of semi-trucks on the roads that they're in our shop. We were always seeing guys running red diesel, and there's just tons of truck problems. And we never see the troopers down here in this corner of our state doing spot checks. But I would like to turn in some people, but the problem with that is they trace it back to your shop. And is there a way that you can turn in somebody who just for years has been skirting the law and not get dinged for it?
Yeah, we get anonymous callers all the time on our events when someone calls any, you know, crime in. Sometimes people are comfortable leaving their name and number so we can reach them. Other times they're anonymous, but at least we know about it. And then for crawling under trucks and that part of your comment is there's a couple handfuls of mix-up troopers that have the training to do that. Not every trooper. We're all level 3 certified. I'm a traffic trooper, but I am level 3 certified, so I check logbooks, medical cards, all the paper of the truck, but I do not have the training to go and check the brakes and hydraulics and things like that. Now, the troopers that are qualified for that, they do set up many inspection points around the state. And if that's a concern, if there's a lot of trucks running like that, call the Highway Patrol and see if they can't do an inspection down in your area.
Tom, appreciate the call. And those are the kind of things that... You know, you see something, you say something, right? And appreciate the level of expertise there and the concern about it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind with our guests on Trooper Talk today. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MyPillow is helping thousands of people sleep all across the country. Listen to what Brian has to say.
With my busy schedule, I don't always have the luxury of getting 7 or 8 hours of sleep. So when I finally do get to bed, I can't afford to be tossing and turning and staring at the clock. After suffering from insomnia and neck pain, switching to MyPillow has helped me rest longer, and in the morning, I wake up feeling refreshed. If you have trouble sleeping through the night, or know someone that is, try MyPillow. Its unique fill contours to your sleeping style, and cleaning is easy. Just throw it in the washing machine and dryer, and boom, your MyPillow is just like new. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, what do you have to lose? Get MyPillow and sleep better.
Get your own MyPillow. Give them a call or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code SCOTT at checkout. Or call 800-506-9028 and get the sleep you've been missing.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And we're back on What's On Your Mind. Last chance to chat with the troopers today on the program. Talking to Sergeant Tim Coughlin and Trooper Steve Edwards. 800-228-0550 on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. They connect up North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields, farm fields, and I tell you what, great specials always. In addition to choice at the pump, great way to fuel up. You can also come on inside and take advantage of that 4-for-4 special all day, every day. The hot stuff, personal pan pizza, they are coming out of the oven right now, and I'm telling you, they taste so great. Piping hot, 20-ounce drink with that of your choice, and 2 cookies, 4 items for $4. How's that for a $4 lunch today or a $4 dinner? Can't go wrong. Also, the Deli Express, Mega Italian, Hickory, Smoked Turkey and Cheese, Smoked Ham and Cheese, and the Oven Roasted Turkey and Cheese. All the Mega Sandwiches, $2.99 right now at PetroServe USA, and the Giant Seeds are $1.39 too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, let's see here who's next. We got a couple of texts we haven't got to as well that I want to finish with here, and some calls waiting. John and Bismarck, go ahead for our guest. You're next on What's On Your Mind.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
We're all well.
Thank you.
Good. Say, first of all, my comment, I really enjoy this show, although I don't get to listen to it very often because I'm working. The recorded show is on in the evening, but I wish there was one live show in the evening a week, because it would be an opportunity to call in and chat when we otherwise can't while we're working. So
well, that's a good idea. We'll add that to the good idea list, John.
All right. For the troopers, a topic area that I don't envy them having to try to enforce it, but something that really concerns me is the noise enforcement. I live right close to Tyler Parkway, and motorcycle after motorcycle and loud car after loud car goes roaring around the corner. And I don't witness enforcement of that. You know, that doesn't mean it's not happening. But I'm wondering how that might be addressed. And, you know, my attitude is my peace and quiet interfering with your noise? Because your noise is sure interfering with my peace and quiet. So I would appreciate hearing thoughts on that.
Sure. The area you're talking about right now would be a city ordinance, so it would have to be the Bismarck Police Department. We do not enforce it. We cannot.
But I'm just talking in general. Yes.
Sure. Yeah. No. The one thing that we can do that we look for is, you know, like a defective muffler, which that Sentry code's under 3921 section. And that has an area of excessive smoke and noise. That could be something if it falls under that. But I totally understand what you're saying, and I get that. But that would be something, a city ordinance that the police department would have to enforce, and unfortunately we just can't touch their ordinances.
John, appreciate the call. Thank you very much for listening. Got to keep rolling here. Sorry for. In fact, we're short on time, and glad you love the show. Could you ask the troopers why they don't drive with their headlights on? They should set a good example, says Dennis.
Well, I guess there's no reason that we can't drive with them, but I think a lot of times, you know, like we talked about earlier, you're running radar, you're looking for a potential drunk driver, you're doing some of those things on the road. We're not necessarily trying to stand out all the time, so, you know, it's turning them on, turning them off. There's reasons not to be running with them on, so I guess that's long and short of it.
All right, Brian in Park River, next for our guests, 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Brian.
Yes, my question is hauling heavy equipment. I work for a large farmer, and sometimes I end up on the interstate like pulling a cultivator or an air seeder or something. Minimum is 40 miles an hour, and I'm doing 25. Could I get in trouble for that, or... I'd like your comment on that.
Yeah, you're not going to get in trouble for that. There's actually no minimum speed limit in North Dakota. So I know other states do have a minimum, but North Dakota does not have a minimum.
Okay, like I try to avoid it, but there's times you can't. If somebody said, if you get in trouble, you're going to be somebody gets killed, you're in big trouble, but sometimes you just can't do over 25 miles an hour. But that's still cool, huh?
Yeah, there's no minimum speed limit. The one thing I will point out is... Okay. With no minimum speed limit, you still can't impede traffic, however. So
right. If
you get the opportunity to let traffic by at the safest spot, do that, and you'll be good to go.
There you go. And I got all the lights going and flags and all that. So, okay, I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
You betcha.
Ask if you come up to a state vehicle with flashing yellow lights, writes a texter, on the side of the road and there's no signs. Obviously, you'd move over and slow down. Is there technically a speed limit passing them on the interstate?
No, there's no speed limit. We just ask. You know, it's a lot to change lanes. If you cannot change lanes, please go as slow as you can. You know, if you're boxed in with traffic, we don't want you to get in a crash. But there's definitely... I work the road every day, and there's definitely times when people clearly, they don't change lanes and they don't slow down. You can tell, especially when they buzz by you at about 3 feet, you know, at 75 miles an hour. So it would be appreciated to change lanes and slow down. But there is no minimum speed limit that you have to slow down to.
All right. Good advice there. We are plumb out of time, unfortunately. And Mike, who's waiting to ask about topic, and Dean and Bismarck and others are not going to get in today, but we'll do this again a month or so. I want to thank our guest, Sergeant Tim Coughlin, North Dakota Highway Patrol, along with Trooper Steve Edwards. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good information today from our trooper guest. Appreciate that very much. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow in Hour 2. God bless you, and thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, and in Yulin, Minnesota, featuring early and late model equipment, harvest equipment, tractors and trucks, and Pfeiffer's land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, and Mercer counties in North Dakota. For detailed information on these equipment, land auctions, and many more land listings, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.